here to celebrate the power of our community coming together to support one another. And so with So I'd like to introduce Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good morning or good afternoon now, everyone. There is so much to say about why we are here and who made it possible. But let me start with the most important thing. If you are one of 112,000 San Franciscans who receive SNAP benefits, your mayor and your leaders will not let this federal government shutdown prevent you from putting food on the table for your families. SNAP, or CalFresh, is the federal government's main program to help low-income families and individuals buy groceries. But the federal government has been shut down for nearly a month, and now 112,000 San Franciscans are on the verge of losing this critical support. SNAP benefits are set to lapse nationwide for the very first time since the program was created in 1964. In my entire career, and now as mayor, it has never been acceptable to throw up our hands and expect kids, parents, and seniors to just figure it out. And in this city, we will not stand by. We will come together as we always do in difficult times. Yesterday, my office, working closely with our Human Services Agency, introduced legislation at the Board of Supervisors to fund immediate relief for families and workers who depend on SNAP benefits. I want to thank President Rafael Mandelman, Budget Chair Connie Chan, and the entire Board of Supervisors for their unanimous support for putting San Francisco values on full display. President Mandelman is here with us. Connie Chan is here with us. Supervisor Matt Dorsey, Supervisor Melgar, Supervisor Chen, Supervisor Fielder, our treasurer, Jose Cisneros, Supervisor Danny Sauer, and Assessor Recorder Torres. I want to thank you all for standing with us. Now, if you go back to the summertime in the budget process this year, my team worked with the board to create a reserve fund so we would be prepared to navigate the uncertainty around the state and federal budgets. This is exactly the kind of moment we were anticipating, and as a result, we are prepared to protect our communities. The city will commit $9 million to this effort from that reserve, and we have partnered with CrankStart to match that contribution to double our impact. This public-private partnership will ensure that every San Franciscan getting SNAP benefits will have assistance to buy groceries for the entire month of November. I want to specifically thank Michael Moritz and Missy Narula. When the city needed you, you stepped up. And you've done it time and time again. So thank you.
Thank you.
So here's how it's going to work. Next week, San Franciscans currently receiving CalFresh benefits will get a letter from the Human Services Agency with instructions to access a unique digital or physical prepaid card they can use at grocery stores citywide. In partnership with the San Francisco Marin Food Bank, our vendor, GiveCard, which helped provide emergency relief after the Los Angeles wildfires and the Texas floods, will manage the disbursement of funds. To make this possible, we have expedited an emergency procurement to quickly stand up these partnerships. We, as a city, we have seen truly the best of San Francisco in the past couple weeks. I am so proud of how the city has come together to support our neighbors in need. I want to thank again the Board of Supervisors and Craig Start. Thank you to our treasurer and tax collector, Jose Cisneros, for your leadership and to our partnership at the San Francisco Marin Food Bank. Thank you to our massive number of community partners, including Self-Help for the Elderly, Good Samaritan, the Interfaith Council, faith leaders, and so many others who will be on the ground making sure families can access their benefits. And I want to thank the entire HSA team, including Director Trent Rohr and Deputy Director for Policy and Planning, Susie Smith, for their extraordinary work and dedication. The HSA team has been working. Thank you, Trent. Trent and the entire HSA team have been working day and night to get support to San Franciscans, and they are on the front lines helping families in our city every day. Now, we are going to continue to monitor the impacts of the government shutdown. And while the situation in Washington remains uncertain, here in San Francisco, we are taking care of each other. This city stands with our workers, our kids, and our seniors, and will keep doing what it takes to ensure San Franciscans remain safe and healthy, because that's what we do. Now, I'm going to end with this. We got this, San Francisco, because of everybody standing on these steps. I appreciate you all so much, not just today, but every single day, because you all take care of our city, and I am extraordinarily honored and privileged and humbled to work alongside you. Thank you.
We will now have translation services of the mayor's remarks. Simultaneous, okay. That's how we do things here in San Francisco. All right, very effective. All right, now I'd like to invite Board President Rafael Mandelman to give remarks.
Thank you, Kunal. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Board President.
Thank you, Michael and Missy and Crankstart. This is a great, great day to be a San Franciscan. I am so proud of our city. I'm so proud of all the people who worked so hard to make this happen. San Francisco is, after all, the city that knows how. And even as we see chaos all around, we are able to come together and take care of our people. And we are incredibly fortunate in having the resources as a city to do that, and having the private philanthropy that is able to match that. It is regrettable that not everybody is going to be able to do this. But for San Franciscans, as the mayor says, we got your back. So I also really want to thank my colleagues on the board, and especially our budget chair, Connie Chan. Last year, the mayor and his incredibly able budget director, Sophia Kittler, worked with our budget chair, Connie Chan, and others on the board. And I do want to acknowledge Supervisor Mahmoud, who's here as well. And set aside reserves for precisely a moment like this, when we would see cuts coming from the federal government and we would know that as the city that is San Francisco, we would need to respond and take care of our people. And now, again, thanks to the partnership of Crankstart, we're able to do that, at least for a month. We cannot do this forever. We cannot do this for every cut that may come, But when we are able to do this, it's a great, great thing, and it does make me incredibly proud to be a San Franciscan. So thanks, everyone, who allowed us to have this moment. And congratulations, Mr. Mayor, on a very good couple of weeks. You're kind of killing it.
Would now like to invite Budget Chair Supervisor Connie Chan.
Roughly about 112,000 San Franciscans, depending on this CalFresh, also known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. And that's roughly about $20 million per month that we need to support all these San Franciscans. And out of which about 5,000 are living in the Richmond, the district that I represent. And out of that 112,000, more than 18,000 are kids. 48,000 are seniors. And they will go hungry in a few days if we don't step up. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for stepping up. But we know, though, and we knew, when Mr. Mayor and his team, great team, and I and our colleagues on the board and our board president, under their leadership and partnership, that we knew that this day could come. And that's why when we saw that the mass firing of federal workers, we're thinking, uh-oh, what's going to happen to our grant? That will they come through? And then today, we now see the stop of SNAP. We know the days are still with a lot of challenges, because in the next few days we know Head Start, that the program that care for our kids for early child care could also stop. And that also at days and months to come, that should this negotiation in Washington, D.C. does not go well and go on, that many families will see a significant increase of the premium for their health care. And that means, what all these things means is that it will put San Franciscans and our budget and our financial future at great risk. This is a great risk to San Francisco and its future. And all the hard work that Mr. Mayor and Mayor Lurie has put in to make sure, what is it that you say? We're back?
We're on the rise.
We're on the rise. And we are indeed on the rise. So when we put this budget together, we knew this day could come, but like our president, Rafael Mandelman, said, that we cannot do it alone and we can't do it all, and therefore I am grateful for CrankStars' partnership in this. Because today what we're showing in San Francisco is something that I think DC can't quite say for themselves at this moment, is that we, despite all our differences and political, like, whatever it is that we do outside, we come together because San Francisco is worth it.
Yes.
We put aside everything that we know that our most vulnerable are counting on us to be leaders of our community and of our city. And with that, we will answer that call at this moment. But we know that we're also counting on many people that on the ground, like Mr. Mayor said, that it is the city workers and the city team, that they will be on the front line to help the people that really in great need. So for this, I want to take a moment to thank all city workers too. So as I always like to end every night, every time when we have a budget, you know, I think that there's a lot of challenges ahead of us. It's not done. We still have a lot of work to do, so let's get back to work.
One of the most special things about San Francisco is the strength of our civic partnerships across the city. And few partners have done as much to step up in times of need than CrankStart. I'd like to invite Crankstart CEO Missy Narula to make remarks now.
Thank you, Kunal, for that introduction, and also thank you to Kunal and his team for working truly tirelessly along Crankstart for the last several days to make this dream a reality. As Kunal mentioned, that deserves an applause. Thank you to your team. As Kunal mentioned, I am Missy Narula, and I have the privilege of leading Crankstart, the family foundation started by Michael Moritz and Harriet Hyman. Crankstart has, since 2020, funded over $500 million to organizations in San Francisco. We partner with organizations that are housing our city's homeless neighbors. We partner with organizations that are engaging our kids after school, that are sending thousands of young adults to college, and that are training our city's workforce. And we have worked with this administration to ensure that San Francisco's immigrants have the opportunity and the legal representation they need to feel safe and economically secure in this moment. Over 112,000 San Franciscan residents depend on SNAP funds as their lifeline. Crankstart is so proud to commit $9 million towards these efforts, and we are grateful to the city and to the mayor for stepping up for our 50-50 match challenge grant and making it a reality for everyone. The fact that the federal shutdown is not going to leave any San Franciscan hungry is truly remarkable. And we make this commitment with the hope that our national leaders will act swiftly to restore these funds. We don't see this as a partisan issue. We see this as a humanitarian imperative. No neighbor should go hungry. This is a moment for San Francisco. This is a moment when San Francisco is demonstrating that its commitment to our city's most vulnerable is not just a promise. It is what makes this city so special. It is the ethos of San Francisco. And what better example of that than to have two of the city's visionary leaders, Mayor Daniel Lurie and Crankstart's board chair, Michael Moritz, coming together in partnership to make this happen. We have worked with the city to collaborate on solving a really tough challenge. Crankstart's history of resilience has never been solved by one person or by one organization. And I think it's fair to say that today's announcement is one more chapter in that legacy. Thank you.
Another partner in San Francisco that has always been there when our city has needed them has been the San Francisco Marin Food Bank. I'd like to invite the executive director of the food bank, Tanis Crosby, to come make remarks.
Thank you. To the 112,000 SNAP recipients in San Francisco, we see you. You matter. And I want to just thank the incredible visionary leadership of Crankstart, of our mayor, of our elected leaders, the staff on the front lines, advocates in the field, volunteers, participants. You matter. We are here for you. And in this moment, know that our values of love, our values of equity, our values of standing up and caring for each other in the face of fear is what will carry us further. We are committed to ending hunger, not just managing hunger. And moving forward, we commit in this moment and forward to fight for policies that will end hunger, not cause it. This is a moment. Let the country see what leadership looks like, and let the country see that San Francisco is not just on the rise. San Francisco is a model of what it looks like to move forward with a caring commitment to addressing poverty and hunger and moving forward together. Onward, San Francisco. Let's get this done.
Now I'd like to invite up two of our most active and incredible community partners, Mario Paz from the Family Services Alliance and Winnie Yu from Self-Help for the Elderly, to talk about today's announcement.
Thank you, Kunal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So last week, we all gathered here to stand with our immigrant communities. And today we are all here because we are facing more cruelty coming out of Washington, D.C. But these are the moments that bring out the best in all of us, the best in our civic leaders, in our government, and all of our partners that are here today. Because in San Francisco, no family should anguish about whether they have enough food to put on the table. No child in San Francisco should ever go hungry, period. We know that. That is the San Francisco values. I want to appeal to all of us here today. There is more cruelty coming. And we need to continue to find the best in each other. I appeal to all of us here, to all San Franciscans. Our government can't do it alone. We all need to unite and come together the way we have, each and every day on these steps, and declare that in San Francisco, we will always stand with those who are most vulnerable amongst us. The future is across the street there. Look at those beautiful children and families. That's why we're here. So please, let's stay strong, let's stay united, and we will win. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mario. Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and our city leadership for your immediate support and relief during this very difficult time. My Winnie Yu with Self-Help for the Elderly, representing Annie Chung, who's traveling at the moment, our CEO. And I'd like to share that of the 112,000 folks who are affected by CalFresh benefits, like Supervisor Chan said, 48,000 are seniors who suffer silently every day, particularly shamed and stressed to even talk about the fact that they worry about where their next meal is coming from. During these extremely challenging times, it is incredible to have this collective impact and effort with the leadership of the city staff, our Board of Supervisors, unanimous support, and civic, private, public support from CrankStart Foundation to show our seniors that they matter, that we care for them, their families, their children, their grandchildren, that San Francisco is a shining example. When there is suffering, we do something together about it. So once again, thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your immediate support and relief during this very, very difficult time. At least we know not who's coming for dinner, because our seniors often age alone and dine by themselves, and they don't have to ask the question, what's for dinner and what can I afford to eat versus the medications that I need to buy. It is open enrollment, and the medical plans are expensive. We offer high-cap counseling as well, counseling for Medicare, so feel free to reach out if there's anything that we can continue to support our seniors in our community. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Before we close out, I just want to ask for another just incredible acknowledgement for our team at the Human Services Agency. Susie, can you raise your hand? Susie Smith, Deputy Director, has been working tirelessly with her team over the past week to make this moment possible, so thank you. Thank you, everyone, again, for coming out today. Today is about our city coming together in this moment of need. We appreciate all the partners on this stage, and we're committed to continue supporting families through this difficult time. So thank you again so much.